Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's only bloody snowing. Hi, chappers.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm really good. Omar in Christchurch is loving a bit of Girls Aloud. He's off school today. School's closed. Melissa, 15, really happy. They've cancelled school tomorrow already. Fraser in Sunderland said, "You made it. I'm well impressed." Well, I walked to Radio 1 today.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Nearly fell over a couple of times.
Do you know what I discovered? I don't have what your gran would call sensible shoes. I don't have any sensible shoes. It just means you just slip
everywhere. Yeah. Matt, 17, just started snowing in Cornwall. He's very happy. College is off tomorrow. I think it's about time we... I mean, I know it's a month late, but why don't we break out these songs now? Because they're going to sound a lot better, don't you think?
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And while we're at it, might as well. See, this sounded better than it did in December when we played it. Everybody!
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look in the...
You actually played this in November, I think.
Listening once again.
Yeah, I did.
With candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Ah, we might as well, I mean. Tell me this doesn't sound better now it's snowing.
Snow is falling.
Let me know when you had enough.
I'm just wondering where the Slade is coming next.
I might put some Wizard on.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
That was enough. Now.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
What's this? Right. Did you know it's bad luck to play Christmas songs when it's not Christmas? A few people are saying that on the text. Who made that up?
That is completely made up.
That's one of those urban myths that must have been made up quite recently. I mean, breaking a mirror, 7 years bad luck, or running over a black cat on your driving test means you'll fail another three times, or whatever it was, walking under ladders, all that.
Yeah.
But who came up with, you can't play a Christmas song on radio when it's not Christmas?
I don't know. Why are you doing that voice?
Because it's weird. Mind you, you had some bad luck this weekend, haven't you?
Listen
to any shaky?
Are you referring to last night?
Well, you've got an injury, haven't you?
I've got an injury. It's quite serious.
Did you do it playing football?
No, I didn't. I did play football on Saturday, but no.
I was
absolutely fine after football on Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Did you do it whilst, I don't know, did you crush a Harley Davidson whilst trying to jump over some buses or something?
No, I didn't. No, it's probably more serious than that.
DIY injury, mate.
No DIY injury.
Go on.
Well, I've really hurt my back, and it's making it quite difficult to walk, sit, or even like
you are walking
sleep.
Funny.
I know, thanks. So I don't know what I've done. I don't know whether I've pulled something or twinged something or trapped a nerve or whatever, but I've
just
quite badly hurt my back.
How?
By picking up a pee off the floor at tea time yesterday.
Right, so talk me through the whole thing.
Well, I cooked a lovely family roast, and I don't know, one of the kids, obviously, a pee fell off their plate or something, and I bent down to pick it up and couldn't get back up at that precise moment. And it, you know... Yeah, you may laugh, but it's a serious...
You got injured by a pee.
I got injured by a pee. It's a serious injury.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, so let's talk about this thing that I tried for the first time this weekend. I just wanted to give it a go and see what it was like. And, yeah, really good. I didn't really know what was going on.
Right.
But it was immense.
So far, sounds like you.
Yeah. I watched the Super Bowl.
Did you?
Yeah.
You watched the Super Bowl?
Well, I was kind of flicking through, like you do, of a Sunday afternoon. I thought, this looks quite good. And, it was good.
Right. What particularly about watching it last night did you particularly enjoy?
Well, just everything happens on it, doesn't it? It's like sport, but loads of other stuff as well. And you don't really ever know what's happening. But yesterday evening, I was there for some time thinking, yeah, I like this. Like, for instance, they have seven people for a coin tossing ceremony.
Yeah, the coin toss ceremony is quite important.
Joining us in the coin toss ceremony are Super Bowl greats. From Super Bowl 13, Lynn Swann. From Super Bowl 23, Roger Craig. From Super Bowl 33, John Elway.
No idea.
And representing the dedication and service of military members around...
I couldn't go to bed.
The commander of the United States Central Command, General David H. Petraeus. And now, referee Terry McCauley.
It's brilliant. Isn't it? The bloke before the referee, General Petraeus,
yeah.
Hasn't he got a lot on his plate at the moment, like with wars and stuff?
Yeah.
But he's in charge of tossing the coin.
The coin toss ceremony. You can't miss that.
Okay, fair enough.
Anyway, they don't do that in football, do they?
No.
I think they should. Really.
Do you?
Make it a bit more interesting. It's also the world's most complicated sport, isn't it?
It's quite.
I mean, I don't get sport at the best of times, but really, seriously, what the heck are they doing?
It should be quite simple, but they do make it...
first down and 10 second down and 12. What's going on?
They do make it more complicated than maybe it ought to be.
And there's, like, all these ridiculously large men, most of who were called Randy, Randy or Chad, wearing some... Can I just say, wearing some really, really unflattering trousers. But I was strangely addicted to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And also, you know, I know him, actually. He's a nice man. Jake Humphrey used to do a lot of kids' TV. He's
yes.
He's on the BBC now doing a lot of sport, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's obviously blagging it.
He's obviously blagging
yeah,
it.
Listen.
Now, just like many Super Bowls, tonight may well become the tale of the two quarterbacks. And let's first of all talk about the Cardinals quarterback. And, of course, Kurt's had a few good guys to aim at this season. He's got three wide receivers who've got over 1,000 receiving yards each. It's been an amazing offence by them.
Right, so that's Jake Humphrey. He used to be on kids' TV, yeah, on CBBC. Now he's pretending to know about wide receivers. He's done is got a copy of American Football for Dummies, had a quick leaf through, and now, before you know it, he's live on the Super Bowl.
OK, let's talk defence, and it'll fill the Steelers with confidence seeing Ben play like that, and also the fact that Hines Ward picked up the ball with that bad knee and looked to have no problems at all. You know the defence are good when they're scoring 100-yard touchdowns, don't you?
He hasn't got a clue.
Really that not. Sounds right to me.
Ben has had a fantastic start. He's completed 7 of 8 passes, and we picked up Larry Fitzgerald before the game talking about what an impressive wide receiver he's been in the postseason. Yeah. Let's see what happens as we get back to the ball game.
I mean, he's saying it with confidence.
Hang on, I have to be fair to him, Larry Fitzgerald actually was quite... I'm not going to say... quite a few people have taped it, so I'm going to give the score a bit. Larry Fitzgerald was crucial last night.
Right.
Actually. So theoretically, he does sound a bit like he knows what he's talking about.
Okay. Not on this bit.
Now, with less than 3 minutes left in the second quarter, we probably would have had bets on who'd be sacked first. You probably would have gone with Ben Roethlisberger.
No, I would not.
Rubbish, back to the book. Look that one up for next time. I mean, Jake is a very, very nice man, but does he really know what's going on? I mean, I enjoyed it, but I didn't have a clue. It just doesn't sound right in an English accent.
I know Jake, but I don't know whether he knows American football.
He's very good.
I thought it sounds like he does know a lot about American football.
Fair play, he's blagging it well. He is.
I did what I normally do, watched the first quarter and then fell asleep.
No.
Woke up at 5 o'clock and wondered what was going on.
The American commentator, right?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
And that's the thing. One of the things that the Cardinals like to do against the pressure or the blitz is get the ball out there quickly on a screen pass.
What were you thinking of? What was going through your head when you heard him? I'll tell you what mine was, this.
That was a great number. I don't care what you say.
I thought it was dumb.
Maybe you're right.
Here he is again.
The Steelers realize that, too. They know that when they come with the pressure, you know, then force or press those wide receivers for that speed screen.
It's clearly the same bloke.
What do you suppose they call that? A novelty act?
I don't know, but it wasn't too bad.
Well, that's a novelty.
It's him.
The bloke that does the American football commentary is John Madden, who's one of like one of the legendary people involved in American football. He's not one of the old blokes.
He is one of the old blokes off the Muppets. He blatantly is. Right, I'm going to look that up. However, I'd like to go to a match with you.
Would you?
Yes.
Mainly because of the trousers that they wear?
All of it. It's just very busy. There's a lot going on, and I quite enjoyed it.
Okay, well, they play a game at Wembley every year, so the next one...
Right, you're on.
...in October.
I'm on for that, definitely. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
podcast.
Who'd have thought there'd be so many pee-related jokes?
Well,
you don't actually think about that, do you?
Don't get offended.
I'm not doing.
Just trying to see the funny side of it.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of good advice coming for you as well, isn't there?
Mm.
What does that one person say?
That next time I should remember to bend my knees next time I'm picking up something heavy.
Like a pee.
Like a pee.
Laura in Preston's boyfriend really hurt himself yesterday buttering some toast. So, feels your pain. And just last night, John hurt himself in a freak unloading the dishwasher incident.
Well, I can't unload the dishwasher at the moment because of my...
You probably can't do much, can you?
Very, very little, really.
No.
I have to just wheel myself around in this chair.
Can we just wheel you around?
That's fine, yeah. Okay. I'd prefer that than you laughing at me every time I hobble into the studio.
Okay, so I'll wheel you out after we've finished this bit, okay?
Thanks.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
It's Rob from Halifax.
All right, Rob from Halifax. What's going on?
Just one occasion when I did my back, and it was not to do with peas. I'd gone into the bedroom, and our lass were in bed. I thought, I'll show her here, do a bit of dancing. Drop me underwear... Bent down to pick up, throw at her, and my back went.
Oh. Bent down to throw it at her?
Yeah. Well, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
Fun and games.
Have a sniff of them, lass, sort of thing.
Good.
My back totally went.
Did she help you?
No, she couldn't do help for laughing.
See, I think I ended up
having to sleep that night downstairs on settee, so I didn't even get in.
I think they're very common, those injuries, because, you know, people try and take their pants off and then fall forward, don't they? You know that bit where you're struggling, look, worry, and then off you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, thanks for you've really painted a beautiful picture there. I was just thinking we were going to get a normal story about you falling over with your pants, but you really illustrated it well, so thanks very much.
Sorry, Scott.
No, it's fine, I love you.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, you right?
Yeah, I'm too good, mate. I don't know what happened there. I'm just driving through Coventry at the moment. So.
Okay. What did you say in your text?
Basically, that was the full American Football League in Britain with British teams. So, just publicising that, really.
Okay, but, surely not the same with British people pretending, is it?
I think so. We get very into it.
Right.
It's still big men in big pants.
Yeah. Big men in tight pants.
Yeah.
What's your team?
Lancashire Wolverines.
Right, Lancashire Wolverines. Does this happen?
And now, to honour America, Academy Award winner and four-time Grammy nominee, Jennifer Hudson.
Does Jennifer Hudson turn up often?
She doesn't, but I'm sure
Do you have Bruce Springsteen playing at half-time?
Unfortunately, no.
No.
He's going to offer you now, Dan, that he'll do a gig for you. Half-time entertainment instead of Bruce Springsteen.
Dan, be honest.
Yep.
You don't know what's going on, do you?
I know a lot. I've watched it for about 10 years, so...
But do you really understand it?
Yeah, well, I understand my bit of it, because it's quite a complicated game.
He plays it!
I know my bit, because we don't have to be that clever, you see.
Right, so you just blag it, do you?
Yeah, half of it. Just like Jake.
Are you one of the biggest men in tight pants, then?
No, I'm one of the smallest ones. I'm a defensive back, so we have to be quite quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's nice to speak to you.
Yeah, likewise. Cheers, boys.
Okay, I love you.
Bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Brilliant news. We have found a Eurovision entrant for Great Britain.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Did you talk to this girl over the weekend on Radio 1?
Yeah, I spoke to her yesterday when she was in her mum's kitchen celebrating.
Jade, isn't it?
She was very nice.
She seems like a really nice girl.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, if we are going to enter Eurovision for another country, like, was it Moldova we were going to enter for? I don't think we can do that now. But this is who we're going to be up against.
Yeah.
Because, let's face it, whoever we put in from Great Britain, Angelo Weber or no Angelo Weber, we ain't going to win because no one likes us.
I know. Well, I did say to point to her that not very popular.
Did you say, look, love, you're not going to win?
So. No, I didn't put it like that. Right. I said, you have a great voice, you've done very well, but isn't the problem that nobody likes us?
We still need to find a country to enter for, don't we? Anyway, thanks to Graham Norton and Angelo Weber, Jade, who does seem very nice, won on Saturday night, and she is now going to represent Great Britain at the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, hopefully, on the night, was it in Moscow this year, I think? Hopefully, it will go a little bit better than it did at the end of the show on Saturday evening. Now, fair play to Jade. She did... she had just been told that she had won the contest, and obviously, for a lot of people, that would be the greatest thing, you know, greatest news ever to hear that you were... The year of representing Great Britain in the Eurovision Song Contest. So she did get a little bit emotional, as you'll hear.
It's My Time by Angelo Weber. The UK entry for Eurovision 2009 is Jade!
Here she goes. Go on, Jade. Definitely think we're going to win. Got it in the bag, haven't we, Chappers?
Has she got the ticker tape stuck in her throat?
What, off of Peter Kay?
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Podcast. Right, I was hoping to bring you some breaking parrot news today.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't really have any. If you were listening last week, you'll know that we really, really want to get a parrot in the studio. We're trying to find one at the moment. Not that much luck so far, but we're hoping to get one very soon. Because I think, because Becky's off this week, and I think
and
this
she could be easily replaced by a parrot, is what you're saying.
You know that thing, never go on holiday, do you know what I mean?
I know, yeah.
Especially at the moment. Because now would be a perfect time to replace her with a parrot, I think, weather permitting. You know, just to chip in with random comments, like she does, really. Mm. The parrots can be quite clever and funny. So the search is still on, everybody, but we are planning to get one. Now, I found this video. This is why we need a parrot in our life, right?
Okay.
Even if it's just for a week, on air, then you can be me, you, the parrot, and the one that doesn't speak.
A happy foursome.
And we found this video, right? It's a bloke who plays voice-activated games with his parrot. So instead of like using your thumbs like you normally would, you just say stuff like, I don't know, kill the baddies or send in the tanks, okay? Instead of pressing the buttons. I'd like to show you this video. Now check this out and you will want one in your life.
Walter and Polly. And they're both trained in voice-activated gaming. You guys ready? All right, let's do this. All right, Walter, can you say deploy tanks? Yes, you can. Boom! Walter, unified attack hostile. Can you say unified attack hostile 4? Can you? Hostile 4. Oh, Polly. Polly, can you have all tanks attack alpha?
All tanks attack alpha.
There we go. Walter, now, okay. You're going to want to say all units attack hostile 4.
How good is that? So the parrot just gives the instructions on the game.
He's got two parrots.
Yeah.
They are genuinely two parrots giving...
Voice-activating the game.
Voice-activating the game.
We need that.
On two different tellies. He's really thought about this.
He really has. It's so good. We need to get one. And, you know, they could do Polly's Classified and stuff. All the bargains of the week. It's be... Seriously. Replaceable.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. We need to get one, but we're still on it, everybody. Don't worry. It'll happen at some point.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, I've got my flatmate on the phone. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm right. How's it going? Are we still snowed in?
We are still snowed in.
Right.
Quite exciting.
It is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you have managed to go out to the shop a little bit earlier, didn't you?
I went out once.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Do the two of you have separate doors then? Because if you're snowed in...
But I have my own entrance, yeah. So, yeah. So that's how...
I just wondered how he was stuck, but you've bravely soldiered on and got to work.
You have to, don't you? Right, yeah. We're going to play Oh, What's Occurring, if that's all right?
Sounds good.
Okay. Are you ready? Let's do it. You know what to do. You guess and stuff. Have you heard my show before?
Yeah, once or twice.
Okay, right, cool.
Oh! What's occurring?
So today, there's no Becky, so it's Chappers versus my flatmate on Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
I was going to check you were talking to him when you asked that.
Right, you know what to do. It's a guessing game. Anyone can play along. Please feel free to do so if you're on the way home, getting through the snow at the moment. 81199, let me know how you do. Right, here's your first one.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Gary Barlow?
Yeah.
He was on with Chris Moyles this morning, launching the big Comet Relief climb up Mount Kilimanjaro, which lots of celebs are doing, including Chris and Gary. Question. Do you think, right, that Gary Barlow sounds anything like this?
Wow, she's great. We should get her on the tour.
No.
I'll play it to you again.
Wow, she's great. We should get her on the tour.
Flatmate, does that sound like Gary Barlow to you, or do you even know what Gary Barlow sounds like?
I do know what Gary Barlow sounds like, and that's not him.
No, exactly. Well, for some reason, Chris Moyles thinks that that is a really good impression of Gary Barlow. My question to you this morning, with Gary Barlow on the Chris Moyles show, how many times did Chris do his really rubbish impression of Gary Barlow? Chappers.
How many times did he do it?
Yeah.
I've no idea. Four.
Chappers says four. What about my flatmate?
I think it's way more than four.
Do you think he just kept...
I'm going to go seven.
He kept doing it.
Seven. It's not really way more.
Well, no, but I've edged my bets there, haven't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here is Chris Moyles doing a Gary Barlow impression, which is questionable, this morning on his show.
Hey, Gary Barlow's arrived.
That's right, Chris. I set off this morning at 4:30, and here I am, nice and cold. Hey, Gary, I bet you wish you'd written that. That's right, Chris. I wish I'd written The Fear for Lily Allen. Ka-ching. That would have been another country that I could buy. Anyway, right. Gary Barlow's in the house. We're going to get him in the studio in a little bit. All proceeds, by the way, from our new single. You know where they go?
No, where?
To me.
Do they?
That's right.
To you.
To me.
To me.
I've had a few training sessions with the lad, and I must say, I was really blown away with his fitness.
Thanks very much. Gary sent me a very lovely email after we trained together a couple of weeks ago saying, not only was I impressed, but if I'm honest, I was very, very relieved.
Yeah.
I ring him, and he goes, all right, yeah, blah, blah. Listen, how do you fancy climbing Mount Kilimanjaro with me for charity?
So, Gary, tell us all about it.
Well, what happened was... And at one point, it was about the 11th interview, Gary just went, can I just say, actually, I'm very impressed with Chris. Isn't he, lads? Wow, you're brilliant, Rachel.
Wow, she's great. We should get her on the tour.
Does Gary like your impression of him, do you think?
He was saying only the other day that how amazing he is.
Did he?
He says that Terry Christian sounds like my impression of him.
Wow.
Did Gary Barlow actually get a word in?
Didn't sound like it there.
No.
That was obviously edited together. 11 rubbish Gary Barlow impressions. Come on, flatmate. See you.
Is there a prize for this?
No.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Right, you know snow?
As in the weather?
Yeah, not of the informer.
Or the informer guy.
Right, there's quite a lot of snow today in a lot of the UK. My flatmate knows this because we've got terrible conditions around our way, meaning he couldn't go into work today, isn't that right?
I was working from home.
Yeah. Pardon?
It was just more effective to be working from home rather than...
With loose women on, yeah.
Trying to get back and forth.
Yeah. Mm. Have you ever been involved in a snow fight, Chappers? A snowball fight?
Yeah. In fact, this morning.
Really? Who
yeah. with? Yeah. With my 5-year-old.
Right. Who won?
I did.
Right, good.
Showed him who was boss.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you do need to be careful because they can be a bit dangerous sometimes, snowball fights.
Oh, no, he'll be fine.
Yeah. You should really only do it if you're in supervised conditions, like I was earlier this afternoon. I went out onto the streets of Great Britain with Gemma. He works in the office. I just stood there and she asked 9 people, would you like to throw a snowball at Scott Mills? How many people out of
9
said they would do it and did it? 9?
9.
9 out of 9?
9.
How rude.
I've never been more sure of getting this right.
Flatmate?
Oh, I was going to go for 9.
All right. what are you saying?
I'm going for 8.
8. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Out of 9 people, how many people want to
9.
Throw a snowball at me, all right?
Hi, would you like to throw a snowball at Scott Mills?
If you want me to.
Yeah, go.
Oh, my God. Not that big. Not the face. Not the face.
Ow! Oh! That made you feel better?
That made me feel fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Would you like to throw a snowball at Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills?
Not really, no.
No? Okay. Hi, would you like to throw a snowball at Scott Mills?
Nah, he's all right.
Okay, thanks. Excuse me, guys. Hi.
Hello.
Would you like to throw a snowball at Scott Mills?
No.
No, why not?
Don't really have any interest in Scott Mills, sorry.
Hi, would you like to throw a snowball at Scott Mills?
Absolutely.
Go for it.
Not the teeth. No!
How does that make you feel?
Really good, actually.
Hi, would you like to throw a snowball at Radio 1 Scott Mills?
Okay.
Go for it.
Ow!
Wow.
How did that feel?
Felt good.
Would you like to throw a snowball at Scott Mills?
I would love to throw a snowball at Scott Mills.
Go for it.
How big is that? Ah!
Sorry, Scott.
Would you like to throw a snowball at Scott Mills?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, go for it.
Can I get you right in the face? Is that all right?
No.
That was fun.
How did that feel?
That was really good.
Would you like to throw a snowball at Scott Mills?
Yes.
Go for it. The bigger the better.
All right, then, I will do it. But not now, because I'm off to see a 95-year-old lady who has just phoned me saying she has little milk and practically no bread.
Ah, you're
right?
A lovely man.
Well, maybe next time. It has to be done next
okay,
time.
Okay, thank
you. Who is Scott Mills? Who's the fellow you are said about?
Who is Scott Mills? It's him.
Oh, I'd love to. Are you an announcer on Radio 1? Oh, sorry, I never listened to Radio 1.
Thank you.
Bye. So, five people.
Five?
Five people.
What's wrong with these people?
I know. I love that last guy. He was my favourite. So, once again, Chappers loses out and my flatmate gets the point.
Yeah,
One more.
I'm not happy about that.
No,
I'd rather it had been the nine.
Yeah.
Oh! What's occurring?
To be fair, though, the other bloke is coming back once he's gone to see that 95-year-old lady.
He could be walking around outside now looking for
probably.
You. Wanting to throw this snowball.
I might go out during Newsby and have a look. You know Paris Hilton?
Are you just telling people in London that you're going to go out during Newsby so people can throw snowballs at you?
Actually, I'm not at all. You know Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
She took part in one of our games when she came in last week. It was this one.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton. Smell my finger.
That's right, it's Paris Hilton. Smell my finger. What happens is Paris Hilton...
Smell my finger.
...dips her finger into something smelly, and four people came in to the Radio 1 studio to give her finger a good sniff. Here's the question. How many people correctly identified what the smell was on Paris Hilton's finger? She just gave it a little dip in something smelly. How many people would get it right out of four people?
One.
It was curry sauce. Okay?
Curry sauce. I'm going to stick... Oh, well, no. If it, oh, two, then.
So you are saying two. What's my flatmate saying?
I'm saying eight.
Eight out
it's
of...
It's curry sauce. You'll know straight away.
Eight out of four people, yeah?
Yeah. That's what? The dyslexia again.
No,
I'll
it
go
isn't.
With four.
Four, then. Maximum four.
Wow.
Right, thanks
I can't
for...
believe I've lost to him.
I don't know. let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Paris Hilton with a brand new game.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton. Smell my finger. Smell my finger. Hi, what's your name?
Freya.
Hey, Freya, smell my finger. What is it?
Brown sauce?
No. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Andy.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton. Smell my finger. What is it?
Curry sauce.
Yeah! I'm Paris Hilton. Smell my finger.
Hi, Paris.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Esme.
Smell this.
It looks very strange.
Mm. What is it?
It smells like curry sauce.
Yeah!
Did it!
Smell my finger. Hi, what's your name?
James.
I'm Paris Hilton. Smell this. Smell my finger.
Barbecue sauce.
No. Curry sauce.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton. Smell my finger. Smell my finger.
Can I wash this crap off my finger?
Yes, you can.
Sheila got out that night with her fingers smelling of curry.
So it was two chappers.
Excellent.
So you get a point, but my flatmate still wins today's what's occurring? Thanks, flatmate.
No problem.
Oh.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.